You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers, Rudiger Stead to score and Aston Villa to win is 5-1. Andre Ayew to score and Swansea to win 4-1. Lee, according to the prices, according to the prices right now, these two are the most under pressure managers in the Premier League. Yeah. Huge move midweek for Gary Monk to be the next Premier League manager to leave his post. Now 2-1 behind Tim Sherwood in the betting, who is 4-7. I mean, this was a guy that was 40-1 on Monday to be next manager to leave. He's now into 2-1, so a lot of cash there, presumably from people in inverted commas in the know. So
he's been in our office.
Yeah, he's backed it, hasn't he? He has backed it.
On what morning was it? Was it Wednesday? I don't know what morning it was. I think it might be Wednesday morning, Derek. Ben, one of our bosses came in and he was like, yeah, I've had a bet on Gary Monk to be next one to go, 33s. And all of a sudden, from nowhere after that, the market crashed. We were like, how much have you had on? As we well know, about 25 quid moves the market in the manager market.
Well, you're right, Daley. You know what? I've had this idea, I'm sure by revealing it now, someone will pinch it off me, of, you know, looking at a man, looking at the next manager to go market, picking up someone who's sort of 50-1, and then going into a betting shop, not a Hills one, obviously, a lesser rival, going into a betting shop and having a bet on that at 51. Let's just say trying to get £100 on it and filming it and then just seeing how the market collapses. Yeah. I've got a sneaking feeling that's exactly what happened with that Gary Monk thing, by the way. Mm. I mean, I'm not saying he's safe. It's just ones have been playing poorly and they haven't won in a long time. But come on, if Tim Sherwood's hanging on to his job after what he's lost 14 of his 22 Premier League games in charge of Villa, I mean, I don't think Monk is in any trouble at all. And when I write the column for the Mirror, and you think you're looking at something to write about, you know, with a betting slant, and that would have been a gift from the gods for me. But I just knew it was baloney. I just could not have that. Mm. So totally ignored it. And I'm sure if they win this game, which I fancy them to do so, come Monday, he'll be about 20-1 again.
You threw in an amazing stat there. Sherwood, 14 of 22 Premier League games is lost in charge of Villa. That's just
diabolical.
It is diabolical. How he's still in the job, I'm not quite sure.
Well, he said himself, yeah, I'm here for the long haul, and then, like, no one else in the club ever said anything.
It's just that was met with complete silence.
Yeah. one thing about this fixture is that you look at this, you look at the home form and the away form, and there's one thing that rings true. Lack of goals. Swansea barely score a goal away from home. They got those two at Stamford Bridge. Since then, they've scored one at Sunderland and one at Southampton. Drew a blank at Watford. Drew a blank at Hull in the League Cup. Villa, similar story here. Scored two against Sunderland at home. Everyone does that. Nothing against Man U. Nothing against West Brom. Nothing against Stoke. Look at the stats. They average 3 shots on target a game, Villa, at home. Swansea, look at their average away from home. Shots on target, they're the third highest, 6.5 shots on target per game. Their goal scoring form is more from lack of good finishing than anything else, I think.
Yeah.
They're having a go here. That's a lot of shots. There's only Arsenal and Man City who average more shots on target away from home in the Premier League. So on the strength of that, I've got to go for Swansea.
Swansea 13-10. If you're looking at under 2.5 goals, it is short. It's 4-7.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, it does look. It, under 2.5 goals looks an absolute banker, which is why it's 4-7. But they never change the under 1.5, do they?
Yeah, 2-1.
2-1, always there or thereabouts, no matter what the game. And that's the bet for me. I mean, yeah, I think Swansea should beat Villa because I'd back anybody to beat Villa right now. But 13-10 is short for them, given what I watched from the other night.
Yeah.
They look really poor.
True.
So I'd play safe and go for under 1.5 goals at 2-1. That's a bigger price than Swansea to win, which doesn't make sense to me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.